24.9. EDE 01100720250641, audio. The choice. I've run several simulations with radii and diameters for the SSV, and there are still unanswered questions. Let's just say that RPM have an exponential effect on gravity, and that variations in radius have a linear effect on it. One question I can't answer right now is the station's inertia. A smaller station will have less inertia than a larger one. However, time is at stake here. We have to be careful, we're juggling safety and human health. Obviously, among the other parameters, there are costs. The administrators want to cut my budget. The doctors are concerned about my health. The engineers want to keep me alive. This soup is starting to take a little longer to prepare. To establish a health standard, we assume that tests have already been conducted. More than 50 years after the Apollo missions, we're still looking for places where it's possible to set foot. So, what do you decide? Accelerate space exploration in the short term, or resolve these health and transportation issues for space travelers once and for all? These comments, which seem a little ironic, hide a deep fear, that of making a mistake. This inertia of the station scares me. On the other hand, the Apollo missions are behind us, and the health of space travelers is at the top of our list. Have you guessed our decision from these texts? With our zero budget, we will continue our analysis with a 500-meter diameter station using the information we have. These slightly less technical texts are also important. I also know that you have the same choices to make. So, good choice. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This July 10, 2025.